Good afternoon, everyone. I am Sushil Thapa from West Texas A&M University. My co-authors include Dr. Stewart, Dr. Shua, Dr. Chen, Mr. Pokrel, and Ms. Barkley. And you can see two pictures in the screen. The left picture shows the three plants planted in conventional planting geometry, three plants individually planted, and the right picture shows the three plants planted together. So the presentation basically focuses on what happens when we change the planting geometry from three plants, like conventional planting geometry, to the clump geometry. It was practiced in the dryland farming area, so I would like to talk something about the dryland farming system first. The crop production in dryland farming areas is low, not only because of the low and precipitation, but it's also because of the only the small amount of that precipitation is used in transpiration. And dryland farming, there are a lot of definitions of dryland farming areas. Or basically, it's the areas where the annual precipitation is less than 25 to 50% of the PET. Then there are specific some specific features of dryland areas. Especially, it has the erratic or highly spread kind of rainfall, high wind speed, high temperature, low humidity, and because of these all factors, the vapor pressure deficit is often high in dryland areas. And because of that, the water efficiency goes very low in dryland areas. So there are some crop production problems in dryland areas, and the most important problem or the most significant problem is plants usually goes out of water during the reproductive or grain filling stages. And to cope with that problem, the dryland growers usually what they do is they try to decrease the plant population. They try to implement or adopt the increased row spacing, and another is the skip row configurations. All these strategies mostly focus on decreasing the plant population to save some water for the grain filling stages. But what happens when we decrease the plant population is it increases the distance between two plants. That's why the water efficiency again goes down. And another problem is mostly most common in sorghum, but also in case of corn. What happens is when we increase the row spacing, then it comes up with a lot of tillers. And tillers, they are, may not be very bad, but in dryland farming system, what happens is they use nutrients, they use water, but often tillers produce no or very little grains. That's why we developed one strategy that growing same number of plants, but in clumps, that may be helpful in dryland farming system, because it may help to solve the first problem of decreasing water efficiency, because when we plant the plants together, then there will be the canopy architecture will be changed, and because of that, there will be a mutual shading for each other, and it will improve the microclimate within the crop canopy. That was one assumption. Then another one was when we plant the plants together, then it may decrease the growing space within that small area, and there will be the competition between the plants for water, for nutrient, and for sunlight, especially the red to far red light ratio will be decreased at the base of the plant, and that will help to reduce the number of tillering in dryland farming system, we assume in that way. And here, these are the plants for the greenhouse experiment. The first or the left one is the six plants planted in the equal space planting, and the next one, the right one, is that they are just clumped in two clumps. These are from the field, a corn study, the same thing, a clump and non-clump. So our objective was to compare between these planting geometries in terms of vapor pressure deficit, tiller number, biomass, and some other important attributes that is important for the growth and development of the plants. The study was conducted in, the greenhouse study was conducted in West Texas A&M University. It lies in the Texas Panhandle, and the Panhandle area is very famous for corn, sorghum, and wheat production, and also some cotton. This is the layout that we can see in the greenhouse study. We had two geometries, clump and non-clump geometries, we can see there. We grow the plant on different water levels, two water levels, high water level and low water level. And there were three surface types. We can see the bare surface, first one. Next one is the lid surface, which totally covered the boxes, so that we assume that the water loss from all the water loss from these boxes is only through the transpiration. And another was where we use the straw mulch to prevent some kind of evaporation from the boxes. And we have the three replications in the greenhouse study. We use the calcium clay as a growing media for the plant, and we use the 42% volumetric water content to raise the plants. Again, the lid surface and straw mulch surface, and the box wait using the same harvest common balance before planting and after harvesting the crops to measure the transpiration or the water loss from the boxes. So our important measurement was the microclimate. We used the sensors to use to record the humidity and temperature within plant canopy for every 5 minutes, and we after that we converted that data to the vapor pressure deficit and compared the differences between the two planting geometries. You can see here small sensors. They were used to measure the temperature and humidity within the plant canopy. So this is the vapor pressure deficit result. We can see that this is from the bare field. I already told you that there were three surface types. This is from the bare surface type, and the red line is the equal space planting, and the blue line is the clump planting geometry. And we can see that throughout the night and even in the early morning, they go together. There is no difference between these two geometries. But as the day approached, as the day progressed, then there we can see the different vapor pressure deficit between one geometry to another geometry. And it also happened in the straw mulch treatment and also in the lead surface treatment. This was from 2013. 2014 data is also in the same pattern or same trend, like bare field, straw mulch field, and the lead surface field. The y-axis there is the above ground biomass, and the x-axis is the water transpired from the boxes. What happened is we did not find the significant difference, or actually there was no difference between the between these two geometries in terms of biomass production per unit of water. It means the transpiration efficiency was same. So that we use the single line to represent all these points, and these are from the two different kind of 2 years, and all are from the lead surface boxes. And based on the data obtained from them, that we got the transpiration ratio from that boxes. So using that transpiration ratio, we calculated the transpiration efficiency for our straw mulch and for our bare surface treatment, and we found that the transpiration efficiency in terms of grain was significantly higher for clump geometry as compared to the equal space planting geometry. Here are a lot of data, but also some data from the geometry effect. The tiller number is significantly different. Above ground biomass, the biomass production was significantly higher for equal space planting geometry, but the grain yield was a little bit higher for the clump geometry. That's why our harvest index is significantly higher for clump geometry as compared to the equal space planting geometry. And again, the transpiration efficiency in terms of grain was significantly higher for clump geometry. Here again, a lot of data, but I want to compare between the straw and bare surface treatments, because the lead, it does not actually happen in the field. We did it to measure the transpiration. We can see a big difference between the straw mulch surface and the bare surface treatment in terms of T over ET. Straw mulch really increased the T over ET ratio. That's why we can see that there is a big difference in terms of grain yield and biomass production, that the straw mulch surface did real good as compared to the bare surface treatment. And this was found in several other studies before. This figure shows in detail of every treatment what is the difference between the harvest index and the grain yield. Harvest index is throughout all the treatments, we can see that the harvest index was higher for clump geometry, but the grain yield was just a mixed kind of result, but overall grain yield was again higher for the clump geometry. This was all about the sorghum study. We did some additional things in the field study, so I'll show you some data from the corn field study. In the corn field study, what we did is we did some thermal imaging. This is the first picture, is the raw picture taken by the thermal camera. Second one is that we use the software to filter out the soil material from the pictures. You can see some brown color patches in the pictures, and these are the soil material, and it was already filtered out by the software. And here I selected at least two rows. Still the two rows contains a lot of pixels. It's about 33,000 pixels, and the average temperature of that selected area is 40 degrees centigrade. And again, this temperature does not include the soil temperature because it was already filtered out. I did the same thing for both geometries, clump and non-clump. You can see that the red color is the lower temperature and yellow color is the higher temperature. We can see that at the same time, the clumps had little bit lower temperature as compared to the equal space planting geometries. The temperature was difference was not that big. It was about 2 degrees centigrade in most of the cases, but still we can see the difference. And this was taken by the thermal camera, and our eyes also see the difference in the field. We can see that the clumps are little bit less stressed as compared to the equal space planting, and that was observed in the field. So this is the statistics of the temperature. There was a significant difference in the statistics temperature between the clump and non-clump geometries. One study was conducted in three different water levels. Water levels also had some effect on the temperature, especially high and medium water level has the about 32, same kind of temperature, but the low water at the same time has the 40 degrees, about 8 degrees centigrade different, so huge difference. And another 88 days after planting, still we can see the difference. There was another study, it did not show the significant difference, but still the temperature for the clump geometry is lower as compared to the equal space planting geometry. And this is again the vapor pressure deficit data. The first two lines, red line and blue line, they are the ESP and clumps in the low water level. And as the lower water level increases, we can see the lower vapor pressure deficit going down and down. This is from the another study. Again, the vapor pressure deficit is lower in clump as compared to the equal space planting geometry. These are from yield data from the corn field study. Especially the harvest index is again significantly higher for the clump geometry as compared to the equal space planting geometry. Tiller number again different, but grain yield here we have mixed kind of result. One experiment the grain yield is higher for clumps, but another is pretty close, not that high, not that low. And the water use efficiency, we did not find the significant difference, but the value of the water use efficiency is a little bit higher for, or a little bit better for the equal space planting geometry. Here, what I want to show is we planted corn in three different water levels, high water level, medium water level, and low water level. And even in the high water level and the medium water level, clump geometry did not decrease the grain yield, still it was performing good. So the summary of our research is sorghum plants and corn plants in clumps consistently showed the lower vapor pressure deficit than the equal space planting geometries, because we believe that they created mutual shading for each other and exposed less leaf area per plant to the environment, because the environment in dryland farming system area is, we know that is hot, really, then the wind speed is high. So that's why we believe that because of that less exposure to the environment, they showed less vapor pressure deficit within the plant canopy. Then the next one is corn canopy temperature was significantly lower for the clumps as compared to the equal space planting geometries. Again, the region could be the same. And improved microclimate could be one of the reasons for often having better grain yield as well as the transpiration efficiency, especially in terms of grain. And in case of sorghum, but in case of corn, we also had a little bit better water use efficiency. And the clump produced a lesser amount of strawberry, especially because of less number of tillering, and that was the main reason for having better or significantly higher harvest index in terms of or for clumps as compared to the evenly spaced planting. And mulch treatment, we saw that there was a significantly increased biomass grain yields, biomass yield, grain yield, and T over ET as compared to the bare surface treatment. So mulching also appears as one of the potential strategies to conserve available soil water, especially in dryland farming system. But our problem is the dryland farming system, often we have less amount of vegetation or biomass. So that is another challenge. Then what we would conclude is because of the fragile growing environments, even a small improvement in grain yield, harvest index, T over ET, water use efficiency, they are really challenging in dryland farming system, but it may can be improved through growing plants in clumps. Hence, at last, what I would conclude is growing plants in clump geometry appears to be one of the viable alternative for large-scale implementation as well as evaluation in further research studies. That's in the presentation. Thank you for your attention, and if you have any questions, please.